yeah.
They're really excited about. I think any one of, no disrespect to Italy at the moment, they're still improving the side, but any one of the probably the other five sides are capable of winning this the Six Nations, which I think is great for the tournament, great for the fans, the players, the media, sponsors, everyone involved. That there's no real clear-cut favourite. And you used to look at the Six Nations and think everyone just every year would talk about France or England, who was going to win it. But and I think that's good for the tournament. And for us as a team, we've got to build from the World Cup and continue on from the confidence that we created. We have a few injuries at the moment, but we're excited about this Six Nations.
How's Jamie Roberts looking, hopefully, to make that opener at the moment?
Yeah, hopefully he's going to be okay. But we've got a few injury concerns with Geth, and Jenkins looks doubtful. With long-term injuries with the two second rows. Dan Lydiard's a little bit of a doubt. Reece Priestland probably as well. So, we'd like Jamie to be fit for that opening game. Yeah, he's pretty important to us and is a key for us as well. So, hopefully, he's started to run this week, and we're hoping he's going to be fit next week.
And opening up against Ireland of all teams as well, obviously it should be an absolute cracker.
Yeah, I think for myself and for a lot of people, the first time in the Aviva Stadium as well. I'm sure that Ireland are going to look at it as a bit of payback from the World Cup for us winning that quarter final. And you look at the way that the Irish province is going, particularly in Europe. I mean, they'll come in with Munster and Leinster and Ulster with a huge amount of confidence and believing in themselves. And so it's going to be a really tough game. And for both teams, hugely important that we do well in that opening game, because you win that opening game, you've got a chance of doing really well in the competition.
How do you reflect on that Australia game a couple of months ago?
I think it's an indication of where we are at the moment. It's still really close, knocking on the door. It's just trying to, close the deficit by, losing to those Southern Hemisphere teams by 3, 5, 6 points. And so we for a lot of the younger players, it's knowing that they're very close and making sure that they continue to build on their experience and learning from, playing against some of the best teams in the world.
As an opening game, it's going to be quite a tipping point, isn't it, really, because it's two very strong teams that the momentum is going to be key, as it always is in this tournament.
Well, I think this tournament is, you look at it, and if you win your first couple of games, you can go on and win this tournament. I mean, particularly the opening game, you win that, you get a huge amount of confidence, and this tournament's about confidence and creating momentum. And for us, we can all win in Dublin away against Ireland. The next game's at home against Scotland.